May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So if you have been following the church's Facebook page, or reading the church newsletter, or even just listening to announcements during worship, then hopefully you know we are partnering with the Weymouth Food Pantry and South Shore Bank to plant a food pantry garden here on church property. All of the food that we grow in the garden will be harvested and given to friends who visit the pop-up pantries, either here at Old South or other pop-up locations around Weymouth. Now, this dream to host a community garden began a few years ago, but it was just that, it was just a dream. Then this past spring, things started happening that made it clear God was calling us to turn this dream into reality. Plans came together. Volunteers emerged who had just the skills that we needed. The Board of Trustees offered their blessing, and funding from South Shore Bank fell into place in the form of a $10,000 grant for this project. And yesterday was the day. The day the garden that we had been dreaming about would move out of our heads and onto church property. And of course, we had a plan. Our plan was to move 24 raised beds from a garden store in Hanover to the church here in Weymouth, and to bring a whole bunch of soil along with us so that we could lay out the garden, fill in the beds, and do some planting. We had an awesome plan. But things don't always go according to plan, do they? As we were digging up the beds, we discovered that some of them were too worn to make the move, so we had to regroup mid-morning and figure out a new plan. We decided to transport only the beds that were in good enough shape to reuse. If you look out on the lawn over to the right side of the sanctuary, you will see the start of the Weymouth Food Pantry garden. You'll see some raised garden beds and a whole lot of soil. And now we have a new plan, a plan to have wood delivered in a few weeks so that we can host a building blitz and get the rest of the garden beds built and filled and ready to go for the spring. Now, as our plans kept changing during the day yesterday, I kept thinking about today's scripture reading. When it was clear that God was calling us to start a community garden here at Old South, we answered the call and we leapt right in. But yesterday reminded us that even when we are following God's call, things don't always go according to plan. God doesn't promise that when we say yes, when we leap in, that the work will go smoothly and the journey will be easy. Just think back to what Jesus said when he called his first disciples. He said, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Jesus didn't call the disciples to a life of leisure. He called them to fish, to work, in new ways, but to work nonetheless. He never promised that things would go smoothly or the journey would be easy. He didn't offer them any guarantees, and yet there was something so compelling about his call that Simon Peter and Andrew, James and John dropped their nets, dropped everything that was familiar to them, and followed Jesus. They were willing to take a leap of faith. God is calling us to do the same thing, to take a leap of faith. And I know it would be so much easier to take that leap if only God would promise us that things would go smoothly and the journey would be easy. But why should it be any different for us than it was for the first disciples? Why should it be any different for us than it was for Jesus? Because remember, right after Jesus' baptism, he was led into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And yet somehow we want God to make things easy for us. We want guarantees. Before we take the leap, we want to know where we're going to land. My friend Angie is a pastor down on the Cape, and she told me once about what baptisms were like at the church where she served as a student pastor during seminary. She remembers how the pastor of that church would take each child after they were baptized and carry them through the congregation, much like we do. The pastor would talk to the child and tell them that he couldn't promise them things would go smoothly in their life. He couldn't promise them that the journey would be easy, but what he could promise was this: God would always love them. And God loved them so much that God had given them a whole church full of people to share their journey. So when things didn't go according to plan, they would have a whole community of people to love them and encourage them, to pick them up and dust them off, to help them regroup and show them a new way. I wonder if we need to hear the same thing. Because Jesus is calling us. He is calling us to follow him. And we can wait as long as we like, but we won't get a promise that things will always go smoothly or that the journey will always be easy. Jesus can't offer us those guarantees. At some point, we have to make a decision and take a leap of faith to trust that we may not know exactly where we are going to land, but we do know two things: that God will always love us, and that God loves us so much that God has given us a whole church full of people to share our journeys. So even when things don't go according to plan, we have a whole community of people to love us and encourage us, to pick us up and dust us off, to help us regroup and to show us a new way. We have a whole community of people who will help us to take the next leap. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.